But Jeff has changed his mind. There is no Wonder Woman.
Nah, we said, yo, nah, Wonder Woman. Nah, we, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you forgot the water.
No, I didn't. Where is it? I got it somewhere. Right there. Oh. Yo, Jeff Mallett's E10 Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm here with...
Nikki!
Nikki what?
Nikki Buns.
Nikki Buns.
That's what they call me.
Who gave you that name?
You don't want to know.
What black guy gave you that name? How'd I know?
My baby daddy. And it stuck. And a lot of people, you know, took to it.
And if y'all trying to wonder, like, oh, why'd he call you Nikki Buns? Just
use your imagination.
Yeah, like, it's obvious. You know what I mean? You don't have to see her to know, like, oh, well, yeah, that's what they call Nikki Buns. But. Don't mind
me. Merry Christmas. Happy almost New Year.
Yo. Fuck Christmas. Yo, in all honesty, yo, Christmas wasn't shit.
Because of the pandemic? Or because every year as an adult it just gets more... and more pricier?
Nah, you see, as far as that goes, you know what I mean? Like, I think once I hit, like, my 20s, Christmas really wasn't about presents for me because I wasn't really getting presents like that. I would only get presents from, you know, whoever I was in a long-term relationship with. You know, we'd buy each other presents. That's really about it. I just love Thanksgiving and Christmas because my whole family, we just all get together. You know what I mean? It's like... it's so fun. I look forward to it every year for those two, you know, holidays. And then certain other celebrations too, like, you know, like certain birthdays and stuff like that, if they want to do it. Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that we just all get together.
The family.
We get together. We talk shit.
Yeah.
We laugh. We make fun of each other. We will play, like, trivia games. And it's just, yo, we reminisce. Yo, I love that. I look forward to that. You know what I mean? But... I knew where it was headed soon as, like, when Thanksgiving came, and there was only six of us here at the house. And I grabbed my Thanksgiving, and I just came in my room and just was watching football. And was I watching football? I think I was probably watching fucking Judge Judy or something. You know what I mean? And eating my Thanksgiving food. And I'm just like...
yeah, I watched football.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but when I saw that happen, I said, all right, maybe Christmas will be different. Christmas was like any other day.
Well, we have a whole year from this year to see what happens now that the vaccines are rolling out and people might be, you know, becoming zombies. We'll see what happens.
Is this supposed to give black people superpowers?
I don't know. I saw something about the mutation. Whatever the mutation is doing to people, it's definitely mutating something.
Let me ask you this. You don't take it?
Nope. I already signed my waiver and I declined.
Me neither. I'm not taking that shit. You know what I'm saying? I take my regular flu shot every year. But now I'm even thinking, am I going to take my flu shot next year? Because how do I know they ain't going to try and slip that vaccine in there?
Yep.
Fuck that. Man.
Well, I think right now... the flu shot is definitely safer.
It most certainly is. Because
COVID vaccine.
I haven't heard anybody.
Especially when you have to take two. And then depending on if it's, what is it, Pfizer and the other one.
Pfizer. Well, Pfizer is one of the drug companies.
Yeah, and the other one is another name, like.
I forget what the other one was, yeah. It was on the news.
I forget the name of the other one. But anyway.
So they're the two that's making it?
Yeah. So each one, depending on which one you have to take the second dose so many days later.
Oh, it's two doses you got to take for that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
It's two doses.
I'm definitely not taking it. Mm-hmm. Hell no. Because you don't ever hear, you haven't heard anybody get on the news and talk about how they took a flu shot and something happened to them.
Well, there are people who are allergic to what's in the flu shot because there's eggs in the flu shot and some other things that people are severely allergic to. So there are folks that can't take the flu shot.
Yeah, that's true.
But imagine how many trials and error and how many people had to suffer for taking the wrong vaccine, or, you know, because they didn't have it right the first time.
But that's what I feel like with the vaccine. I feel like they didn't really, really test it thoroughly.
So the FDA did not approve of it.
There you go.
And second, we are the rats.
Yep, exactly.
Because they can't test on a lab rat. They have to test on human.
Why can't they test on a lab rat? Lab rats don't get COVID? Is that what it is?
I don't know, but as far as what I'm told, they have to do this particular vaccine on a human. They can't do it on an animal.
Yeah, see? And then every time something happens to a human, they're like, oh, okay, it paralyzed half her face. All right, well, so let's go in and fix this.
That's called Bell's palsy. And
it gives them Bell's palsy.
Well, there's a percentage of people who are getting it, but mostly in their elders, the elderly. So most of the elderly, they said, are the folks that are getting Bell's palsy.
Yeah, almost like.
And it's possible it can stay that way, but it's also possible that your body will go back to normal in a month or two. What they're saying.
Well, I'm not gambling.
Exactly. I don't want to gamble with that. And you have to be 16 or older in order to take it. Can't be a child.
So what does that mean for, like, you know, for the young kids?
It means that it is, this type of vaccine is so not safe, and people are not reading between the lines.
So I posted something. You've seen it.
Maybe.
Don't mind me, people. I'm eating Chinese food and drinking my tall can of Arizona. Anyways, it's the one that said, I ain't seen no posts about 2021 is going to be my year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, scared,
I'm starting to see them now, though.
You're starting to see? Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to see the folks saying what their goals and their, what is it? The yearly...
New Year's resolution?
Resolutions. Yeah. I stopped doing resolutions.
I stopped doing resolutions a long time ago.
15 years ago.
My resolution,
when I realized they were just, it was just stuff that I don't even know why we were doing it. People just thought, oh, if you mention that you want to do good in the next year, it can possibly happen. Well, guess what? It doesn't happen until you put action towards it.
Exactly.
If you don't put action towards it, it's not going to happen. So it's really not, to me, it's a goal. It's not considered a resolution, because it ain't resoluting damn thing if you ain't doing a damn thing to change.
Yeah, what are you solving? Resolution is solving.
Right. To me, it's a goal. But people make goals all the time. And if they're not putting action to it, guess what? It's just a dream.
But you don't see it as much as all the other years. Because we know, like...
Well, because people don't really know what next year is going to hold. I mean, it's going to be the same shitty situation. People are still looking for jobs. People are still becoming unemployed. There are more people in the healthcare field that are getting sick and are leaving. You know, it's a war zone out there.
And that's fucking sad. That should be everybody's resolution right there. Find a way to, you know, stay safe and just survive.
Yeah, well, my resolution, I want to move out of Massachusetts.
Where are you moving to? Texas? We talked about this.
Oh my gosh. You know what? You're like the fourth person to talk about Texas today. But no, I don't know. I have an opportunity to make some really good money in Rhode Island, but it's a gamble. So we'll see how it pans out.
You can't move to Rhode Island, Nikki. Fuck yeah.
Why? I can drive down anytime to see my friends.
Because you say that shit now. You say that shit now. When you're actually out there in Rhode Island and you're working, you're gonna sing a whole different tune. Like, I'm tired. Like,
yep.
Damn, man. I don't wanna take that hour drive.
Okay, that is totally
like,
me.
Oh. Yeah.
I have my laundry in my trunk waiting to be done.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm here instead of the laundromat.
Yo, for real. You know what I'm saying? So you say that now, the day you're packed up, you're leaving by, listen, I'll come down, but I didn't right there. Yeah. And then skip 6 months later. Ah, man, I'm tired. I don't want to take that hour. I hate driving. No. You can move around.
Well, It may or may not happen. I don't know what the cards hold for me. But I definitely know I have big goals in mind. And it's starting with getting out of Boston.
So, one of the things that I wanted to do was a quick year in review. Not even a year in review. Because a year in review would be us. Let's talk about everything, all the shit that happened in the world. Like, no, we ain't talking, we ain't doing that.
Yeah, because I don't know the number one pop song or the number one rap album. I don't know none of that shit. So I
can't. Not only that, but a year in review was like, you know, also the pandemic happened. Kobe Bryant died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All that.
It's a lot of people that died this year.
Oh, man, so many. So now, but when I think about it, I'm like, damn, yo, Friday is going to be January 1st.
I know.
I'm like, damn, time went by quick.
After tonight, I won't see you until next year, Jeff. How does that make you feel?
I get it.
It's a legit question. How does that make you feel?
Well, I could see into the future, and I say, you know what? I will get to see her, though. Sooner rather than later, next year.
Yes. There you go.
So, one of my things was, you know, time went by mad quick. Yo, what did you learn this year with everything that happened in your life? Like, you know,
I learned that doesn't matter how much love you give to somebody, if they are not willing to give it back, you just have to accept it and walk away. I learned communication is so important, as much as we all, and maybe not all, but I know for me and myself, I like to keep my feelings to myself sometimes. And I can be quite self-destructive. And I learned that that's not good. And I went through a couple of situations that really pointed that out for me. And so I've been working on that. So that's good. I also learned that life is short.
Yup.
That's and true. You just never know what's going to happen from one day to the next. And you can't take things for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And to always be grateful for what the fuck you have and everything you don't have, because it could just be so much worse.
So I know with me, like, you know, definitely me being grateful. You know what I mean? So that was something that I learned, obviously, when, you know, having been locked down, you know, because, you know, pre-pandemic, like, I was, like, working 7 days a week.
Me too.
And I loved it. I ain't going, you know what I mean, between going to the gym, playing in the basketball league, reffing basketball, flag football, then soccer, lacrosse.
Oh, so you were busy, busy, busy. You were, like, that deep busy.
Mm-hmm.
But you like that athletic stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I love what I do.
I don't necessarily always like to work three different jobs 7 days a week.
You know what? It would keep me busy. And, you know, I guess because of love of the sport. So, and then when the pandemic happened, not being able to do nothing. Just literally stayed home. But what it did do is it made me do, you know, a whole lot of thinking. I read books.
You know, did you do a lot of self-healing?
Oh, yes. Yes, big time. I did a lot of self-healing, self-reflection. And I'll tell you what. This was like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, for the whole world, really.
Yeah. Not that it's that much of a blessing, but at the same time, I look at it like, yo, if we didn't have the pandemic, I would have, you know, obviously still been so busy. I wouldn't have self-reflected. I wouldn't have done any self-healing. I would have just been like, it is what it is. Fuck it. You know what I mean? And then just
push the hurt deep down. Right down there, and next relationship comes, blah!
You know what I mean? Not take people for granted. Not take, you know, the fact that, you know, I have a job that I love for granted. Because, you know that saying that they said, find something you love to do and you'll never work. You know what I mean?
You never consider it work. It's having fun.
That's what I call, you know, like, my job. Like, I don't, it's a job, but I don't call it a job. I'm doing what I love. I just keep moving up, on the ladder. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was tough, real tough for me, was, you know, the whole situation, you know, with my daughter. Mm-hmm. What sucked about it was just, like, the fact that, you know, being locked up, I had nothing but just my thought.
Yeah, that can be dangerous sometimes.
That is very, very, because you know what? You know why? It's because when in the beginning of the pandemic, you were hearing a lot of these people committing suicide.
Well, you have to remember, our brains are hardwired to default to negative everything.
Yeah.
And unless you're programmed to learn how to control your thoughts and change your thoughts into positive thinking, which not everybody knows unless you're taught how to do that, it can destroy you.
I was hearing about doctors committing suicide.
Probably because of the things that they were seeing.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, like, people committing suicide. And then at first I was wondering, like, damn, like, how is this pandemic just got people committing, like, you know, suicide? It wasn't until the depression hit me, you know what I'm saying, that I started, like, you know, I'm trying to find a way to explain. All right, so, you know, when you're in depression,
sometimes you don't even know it.
You don't even know it, and you're just all about, you know, hey, well, you know, he's depressed. How you know? Well, he just lays up in his room all day. He doesn't come out. He just watches television. He doesn't do anything. But this time, it was like, can you even tell that person's depressed? Because that's all you can do, because we can't go out. You know what I mean? So my thing was, I would stay awake, and it was unhealthy. Oh my God. I remember I would stay awake to anywhere between 7 a.m. and 12 p.m. That's how long I would stay awake for, right?
Wow.
I would end up falling asleep sometime after, well, anywhere between 7 and 12. I would fall asleep after that, and I'd wake up at like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Sometime after 8.
The time warp. That happened to me when I was on my 30 days in my room when I had the virus and I was sick and I had to continue to quarantine twice, which sucked. You know, I was losing track of days, time, everything. And my sleep pattern was off. I mean, I couldn't stay up as late as you, but I get it.
Yeah, mine was fucked up.
I
so
get it.
I would wake up after 8 p.m. Then be like, I wake up, you know, brush my teeth, and let me eat something, lay up in bed, watch TV, and do the same shit over and over again. That lasted until about June. Because I think once the weather got nice, and then we went into phase two, where the barbershops could open and all that stuff, then I was able to, like, snap out of it. I was getting sun, it's nice out. Then I was like, all right, you know what? I got to get my sleep pattern back to the way it was. But without getting off track, that's when I said to myself, now I know why people were committing suicide. Because you have nothing to do. All you're left with is just your thoughts. You know what I mean? You're in your room by yourself. You're not doing anything. Because with me, right, it was like, if...
No distractions.
Exactly. That's what I was looking for. No distraction. Because if I was working like I was pre-pandemic, I wouldn't have been all like... I still would have been like, man, you know what? I want to be with my daughter. I want to see my daughter. I still would have been, but it wouldn't have been so, like, depressing for me. And it wouldn't have been, I wouldn't have made, like, such a, like, huge, you know, like, issue out of it. Because that's all I constantly thought about. You know what I mean? You know, that's it. So then I'm like, damn, now I know why people were committing suicide. Because that's all, you got nothing. You're left with your thoughts. And that's so dangerous.
It is.
If you're left with your thoughts and then you can't even talk to, like, really, like, somebody, yeah, professional or something, you can't do nothing but...
Hey, I found myself, like, digging deep. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that the pandemic definitely did for a lot of people was dig deep. And it just depends on how ugly that deep is. It can really push you over the edge.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then it was like, all right, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm like, I'm going to go to court because I'm not going to be one of those. I ain't going to be no deadbeat. You know what I'm saying? And because I can easily, I don't know why anybody would want to do this, but I can't speak for other men. But I could just easily be like, all right,
whatever.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? Maybe she'll come around, or maybe when my daughter gets older. But it's like, yo, that's, you're gambling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all that time, who knows what she's putting in her head?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And kids end up growing up, like, hating, like, their father because they just have such a negative, you know, thought about them. So I was just like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like, you know what I mean? I want to be there 100%. So then it was like, I'm gonna go to court. Couldn't even do the court thing because
court wasn't open.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it was August 1st to be exact. I put in the court, you know, the papers to go to court. And then they sent me something back. And, you know, and here I am, you know, stupid me.
Excited.
You know what I mean? Me, I'm excited. Like, all right, cool. You know, I put in the paperwork for court, you know, so that way I can like, you know, get to like, you know, like see my daughter and all that stuff. So, you know, I should hear back from them. Like, this will probably be about like, I'll probably get a court date 2 months from now. You know what I mean? Man, when I got that letter in the mail and that shit said January, I was like, what? It's fucking August. You know what I mean? That was another thing piled on that I had to like deal with because I was just counting the days down, counting it down. Now I'm at that point where I'm just like, all right, you know what? Hey, January 1st is Friday. You know what I mean? Then the following week, well, 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Because yeah, you got this week, next week, and the week after, I got my court date. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that right there was like the hardest thing
to accept,
to like have to like deal with, you know, with that in my head on top of constantly thinking about my father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I can't even tell you how many times I cried, you know, during the pandemic. It got to a point where I felt like when I was crying, there was no tears coming out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, I'm all dried out. Like, I'm, you know, like that
this
old...
Is when
like
we play that song.
All Cried Out Over You. By Allure. That was my shit, yo. That's what I was just about to say. It was like Allure, All Cried Out. You know what I mean? And I was just like, yo, how much more am I going to be able to take? I'm like, I don't know, like, how I'm going to be able to take this. But September hit. Then, you know, you started hearing, like, all right, there's going to be some basketball. It's going to be some flag football, like, word. Cool. Now I can get back into, you know, reffing. Soccer season started, but I only ref like a few games. That sucked. You know what I mean? Going from reffing from end of August to beginning of November to just reffing 3 games for the whole season. It was like shit. But then I had, you know, flag football and I had some basketball. So it helped me to, you know, it helped me like look forward to like, I can't wait for the weekends. You know what I mean? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ref all day. Then it's like, okay, Jeff, you just got to get through Monday through Thursday. You know what I mean? And you get through Monday through Thursday, the weekend comes, and that's how the time just kept getting chopped down. You know what I mean? So, and then, you know, now high school basketball started. I mean, you know that. You know what I mean? You took me over to, you know, Hanover this weekend, you know, reffing all that. And it's like, oh, damn, look, it's January 1st, Friday. So now, got my whole court thing. And just to let y'all know, when I will be chronicling that whole situation from the time I court and keeping people up to date. Because a lot of people were like, yo.
Oh, I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, am I going to put her on blast? No. Yes.
No, you shouldn't.
Yes. No, no, and yes.
No.
No.
I don't think you should.
Nah, you know what? I won't put her on blast for the simple fact, at the end of the day,
gotcha.
She's my daughter's mother.
Exactly. And one day you might want to allow her to listen to that.
Exactly. So I won't put her on blast for that. You know what I'm saying? And what I will say is, all right, you know what? My daughter's healthy. You know the saying, roof over her head, clothes on her back, food in her stomach. Bet. We good. You know what I'm saying? So I respect her in that aspect. I don't respect her in the aspect of you just trying to keep my daughter away from me. You don't even have a legitimate reason. You know what I mean? Like, at least, you know what? How's this? Be, you know what I mean? And don't mind me swearing. It ain't me getting pissed off or mad. That's just the way I talk. Be a motherfucking adult. You know I mean, first and foremost, be a human being. Be a human being. And
well,
then,
wait a minute. No, let me stop you right there. That is a human being move.
Good point. Good point. You're right. Good point. You're right. Very true. You know what I mean? That's why I love having these conversations, because people do help me to get to see things differently, mm-hmm. in different aspect. And, you know, I always admit when I'm wrong, and I'll say, okay, yeah, you're right. So you're right. That is a human, you know, behavior. Be an adult and pick up the phone. Or if you don't want to pick up the phone,
have a heart. How about that? Let's start there.
Let's start there. Have a heart.
Have a heart. Right? If you were the baby's father, and now this is the shoe on her foot, how would she like that? She wouldn't very much.
You know what? And that's the thing that I always wanted to say to her. Like, I'm like, yo. That's something I wanted to, like, say to her and be like, yo, you know what? I want you to do some in-depth thinking. What if it was the other way around? What if some crazy shit happened to where I got full custody? Mm-hmm. All right, you've had her all this time. I got full custody, and what if you know? And me, and now me, and I'm all of a sudden like, oh, guess what?
You. Yeah,
you can't see her.
People have done it.
I've seen it.
There, it doesn't become about the children anymore. It becomes vengeance.
Use them as weapons. Use them as weapons.
Yep.
And I did a podcast about that. And I think anybody who uses a child as a weapon. Anybody who uses a child as a weapon, I think this is just me. People don't agree with me, but that's okay. You know what I mean? You're just as bad as a pedophile. Most people are like, Jeff, I wouldn't. That's fine. You don't have to think that way. That's how I think.
Yeah, that's your personal.
That's my personal opinion. You are just as bad as a pedophile. If you're going to use a child as a weapon and keep that child away from father. The only time you should ever do that is if.
They're in harm's way.
He's an alcoholic, a drug addict.
That's all harm's way.
All harm's way. If you know,
if
like...
they're violent.
If you know, but even with the violent part...
No, you just... If they're violent.
If they're violent with because, you know, you've had women say, he beats me. But does he beat the child? Has he ever harmed the child? No. So, would you say he's violent? He can't see the baby? No, he's just violent with you.
Yeah, then maybe... In that case, still, you have to use the right judgment. But, you know, it's just, there's too many bad fathers out there already doing the job of what she's doing. And it's just not cool that good dads that want to be involved in their children's lives and want to matter can't matter because
you have vengeance.
Are thinking... wrong. They're not thinking the bigger picture. They're thinking about their hurt feelings at the moment. And that's just not right. Children are not puppies.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, it's like, oh, they never think to themselves like, yo, that child, okay, has the mother side of the family. But that child has a whole other side of their family, too.
That they'll never know.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bad enough, my father's passed away. So my daughter's not going to have that grandpa interaction. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, you got my mom. You know what I mean? But, you know, my mom, you know, for somebody who's like health isn't the best, you would think she has good health. You feel me? So I always look at it like, no, you ain't going anywhere anytime soon. I feel like I'm going to die before she does. You know what I mean? So I want her. My mom loves being a grandmother.
You may not, though, Jeff. You know why?
Why?
Karma. It's going to keep you alive for a long time.
You think karma will keep me alive? Not karma will end up killing you?
No, karma won't kill you. It'll keep you alive.
Why?
To get you back.
So I can suffer?
So you can suffer.
So it's like, you know what, like you said, okay, have a heart, you know what I mean? Let's start there. Pick up the phone, call me. You don't want to call me? Bet. Shoot me a text.
Yeah.
You don't want to shoot me a text? Shoot me an email. You don't want to shoot me an email? Yeah, we got Facebook Messenger. We got WhatsApp. We got Instagram.
Or DM. You can have someone else do the dirty work.
Hit somebody else up and tell them to hit me up. There's a million ways, so there is no way you can ever say, I didn't have any way of contacting you. You know what I'm saying? There's no way.
Especially when they know where you live.
Yeah, you know what? And I might even say, hit me up, so let's have a conversation. Hit me up and tell me to my face, you know what I mean? Or not to my face, if you can have somebody do it, why you're doing what you're doing. That's it. How's that? Just do that.
Just be honest.
Just keep it real. Jeff, the reason why I'm doing that is because I hate you. Cool. Get in line. You know what I mean? Get in line. But you believe in karma too. So what you're doing will come back around and it will. It will. You know what I mean? I was never a believer in karma. You know what I mean? Way back when. I'm like, karma? Why do people say karma for? Oh, well, if this happens and you're a bad person or whatever, it comes back around. I go, that's called a fucking coincidence. No. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't until, you know, shit was happening to me. And I'm like, why the hell did that happen? Oh, shit. That happened because I did this. I did that. I did this. Whatever would happen to me would somehow correlate to something that I did in the past.
There you go.
And I'm just like, shit, there is fucking karma. That ain't no coincidence. You know what I'm saying? You know, like they say, it may take a year, it may take 2 years. So, it may
take 10.
So I was like, yo, listen, karma will come back and, you know, and bite you in the ass. That's why I'm not one of those guys, let me call and threaten her. Nah, why? You know what I mean? Like, let's be real. First of all,
that's only going to get you nowhere.
It's going to get me nowhere. And it'll get me into deep trouble. Because, you know, not all women, but most women, let's keep it real. You know, they all fucking mouth. They'll talk tough and talk that gangster shit until a man shows them like, oh no, hold up, you want to talk gangster? Let me show you my gangster. That's when they're like, oh my god, I'm calling the cops. Let me put a restraining order. You can't see your daughter. Like, yo, but yo, you acting like you bought that life. You gonna talk shit? Back it up. Don't decide now you want to call the cops because you know what? You decided you're going to threaten me and say you were going to huff and puff. And you were going to stick your chest out. And then I showed you, no, my chest is bigger than yours. You know what I mean? Now you're like, holy shit. You know what I mean? That's another topic we're about to get into. But anyways.
Wait, we can't get into that right
now. You don't want to get, all right, cool, we ain't going to get into that. You know what I mean? So yeah, do that. Why are you doing what you're doing? That's it. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
You know what? You could keep it a 15-second thing. Have somebody, yo, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is because I'm mad at you for disrespecting my mother and then talking shit about my friends on your podcast. Because that essentially, that is what I did. You know what I mean? That's right. Why she's acting like that. Okay, cool. But after all that happened, what it took like, what, a month or two? I took the shit down. How many apologies did I send you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go on and talk about that, but I'm not going to.
Doesn't matter. You still don't keep a baby from someone. That's a whole baby. Like, that's life.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole.
That's 100 years of life.
Yeah, that's a whole fucking child. That's a human being. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, human being. Yeah. And you know what it is? What also, I guess with me, is I'm such an in-depth thinker. You know, I say to myself,
I would think of other ways to stick it to you.
Listen, you want to punch me in my face? Go ahead, knock yourself out. You know what I mean? It's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. You know what I mean? That shit will heal. You know what I'm saying? You want to go on social media and talk crazy shit about me? Knock yourself out. You know what I'm saying? Kim does that shit all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think that shit, like I tell all the time, you're not hurting me. All this shit that you put on your social media is not doing me no damage. You know what I mean? I allow you to do it because obviously it's entertaining for you. And it's entertaining for all the other fucking, you know what I mean? For all the other like fuck boys and fuck girls who like to read and comment back on it. Oh, he did that. Oh, that piece of shit, this and that. Like, if y'all are real human beings, you know what I'm saying? If y'all have a heart, if y'all not fake, how's that? If y'all not fake, y'all would take what people say on social media with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, me and you were close, right? If you're on there, social media, and you're bashing your child's father, I'm not commenting on your shit. Like, yo, right. Where he did that? Yo, yeah. Yo, Nikki, fuck that dude. Yo,
I wouldn't
I'm
even
not
like
doing
it. I would just keep scrolling. Don't want part of the drama.
I'm reading. You know that meme that they put of Michael Jackson eating popcorn?
Yes.
That be me. I'm just eating the popcorn. I mean, yeah, I'm just here for the entertainment. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Or like Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's all I would do. And then you know what I would do? Instead of, you know what? Okay, I got Nikki's side because she put it on social media. Let me go hit up
so-and-so.
Her child's father. Let me get his side of the story. But if I'm not cool with him and I don't know him.
Can't.
Then I can't. So since I can't, then I'm not commenting on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I've said in the past, you know, people are, I'm more than happy to, they know how to find me on social media. You know what I mean? Kim talks enough about me on there. You know what I mean? That, yo, hit me up. You know what I mean? Jeff Eaton, Jeffetienne. Hit me up. Facebook, Instagram.
Don't forget your middle name.
You know what I'm saying? My middle name isn't on there. You know what I'm saying? But it is Jeff Malice Eaton. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Kim saying this and that. You know what I mean? Or this person saying this and that or whatever. Hit me up and ask. Get my side of the story. And I remember I told Kim one time. I said, how's this? How about you? Let's accept each other on Facebook. So that way when you're talking your shit, I can... Is that your phone going off?
Oh, it might be. It's in one of my pockets.
I'll allow me so I can defend myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, how easy it is to talk shit about somebody when they can't even defend themselves?
Yeah.
It's like saying, yo, I'm the best boxer in the world. How are you the best boxer? Because all the people that I box don't hit back.
Yeah.
Yo, she's about to answer the phone. Live on the podcast.
I know.
You gotta tell people like, nah, you're in the middle of something.
I'm in the middle of something. Everything okay? What? I'm doing a podcast and you just cut in the middle of it. All right, bye.
I just heard the end of that. That sounded like it was a black man's voice.
Yeah, it was my daughter's father.
I knew it! I should be like, put him on speaker. I got some questions for him.
No. No questions for him.
Now, I don't got no questions because you don't badmouth your, you know, you don't badmouth your children's fathers. You know what I'm saying? So, you ever seen?
Not anymore. I kind of learned that lesson.
Yeah, but how long ago did you do that?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and you grew from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do the whole, let me go on social media and talk shit about people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I never put him on black. He just knew it was him. It was one of those situations, like...
Subliminal.
Yes, subliminal messages only you would know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have some conversations with this one particular person who I thought... And I expected... to not say anything. And instead ran right back to him.
Yo, she said this and that about you.
Yes, but it's not the way that she... Okay, so it's kind of how she did it where it was like... She was instigating it so that we could break up.
She wanted him, huh?
She didn't want him.
Oh, she wanted you.
I think she wanted me. After...
Nikki, you're a fucking pimp. You know that, right?
I wish I was a PIMP.
With me. So I never did the shit talking on social media. Mm-hmm. So I obviously, that one situation where, you know, I told you why, you know, my daughter's mother's doing what she's doing. I was on a podcast. I didn't drop no subliminal messages. I dropped names. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, her mother, such and such, hit me up and said, you know what I'm saying? I was like, her whack ass, I said a bunch of things. Her whack ass friend, Mel, da 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 da. And, you know, there were some things that I said on there that I was just like, all right, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. You know, but when you're angry, you're angry. It is, you know what I mean? Like, I've learned from it.
Yes, anger can make you say things you don't necessarily mean, but you just want to, you know, stick it to them.
Yeah, that was my thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, yo, how come, you didn't have my back? You know what I'm saying? So, I learned from it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I've had plenty of people, you know, like, test me ever since that, especially through the pandemic. And I just shrugged my shoulders like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, talk is cheap. Yo, you can talk all you want. You can say whatever you want. You can come in my face and talk shit. Just don't put your hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Don't put your hands on me. And like that saying goes that I love, say what the fuck you want to say. Just spell my name right. You know what I'm saying? So Listen, I ain't do no. Jeff don't drop subliminals. Jeff drops straight names. All right. So the only thing that I did that I will apologize for, the only thing I'm apologizing for, is when I was like, you know, talking shit. I was talking about her. I was talking about one of her friends named Mel, and I was just like, yo, she needs to worry about her ugly ass kids instead of worrying about, you know, my. Shouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? Because I got her kids involved. I shouldn't have done that. That was fucked up of me. Because if somebody
did that about
somebody talking to me about my kids, like, yo, I'm taking you, like, I'm putting you in the ICU.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, well, if I'm not gonna accept it, then I shouldn't be able to
do it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the one thing that I do apologize for. I was wrong for that. You know what I mean? Like, kids are innocent. You should never get kids involved. But I was so angry. You know what I'm saying? I was so angry. Let me stop saying but, because I feel like when you say but, you're justifying your actions.
Yeah.
And I'm not justifying my actions. At the same time, people do want to know. They don't want you to justify your action. At the same time, they want to know why you did that, though.
They want you to justify the means.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So it was just, okay, I was pissed off. Shouldn't have done it. Point blank, period. Everything else, fair game. You know what I mean? So, but that was really one of the biggest things that I like had to deal with, you know what I mean, through the pandemic. So, but I'm happy now. You know what I mean? I'm happy because of the simple fact that, you know, January is pretty much almost here. But, well, I think it's a mixture of things. It's the fact that January's almost here. Basketball season started. You know what I'm saying? So I've been repping basketball. Before that, it was flag football. So I stayed busy doing the things that I love to do. Being around real people. You know what I mean? That's what I love. I love being around real people. That's the reason why, is it cherish? Is that the word I want to use?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cherish whenever you and I are hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, well, I know what I'm getting from Nikki. And Nikki knows what she's getting from me. I don't have to guess. I mean, because, you know, yeah, I had to deal with a lot of, like, fake people. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. Nothing. You know what I mean? And I'm the type of person, like, I won't hit you up and say, yo, I thought you were going to... not doing that. If you tell me you're going to do something, you don't do it, you'll never hear from me again. And if you hit me up, like, yo, what's up? I haven't heard from me. A month ago, you said you were going to such and such. Why don't you? I mean, perfect example. Oh, you're going to give me a ride? Cool, bet. Time comes? All right, cool. I don't got a ride. Bet. I find another way to get there. You don't hear from me. Hey, what happened? It's been a month, but a month ago, you're supposed to give me a ride. So the fact that you went all this time and not even saying sorry or I couldn't make it lets me know, you know, the type of person you are. And because of that, I can't fuck with you. You know what I mean? Because you just end up, like, pissing me off. You know what I mean? And you know, and I'm learning to, like, you know, when I get angry, you know, I've done a real good job at it, but I won't say I'm 100%, you know, better at it. But when I get angry, I'll say things and I'll do things. I'll say the most, like, vile, despicable, disgusting, you know, thing that I could think of. You know what I'm saying? Anything that I know I can use against you. But I can't do that. That's not cool. It's not only because I don't want it done to me. Mm-hmm. It's because it's just not right. As a man, I shouldn't do that as a man. I mean, so now I just brush my shoulders like, whatever. If you're really about that life, then you know what? And instead of talking shit to me, how about you just tell me where to meet you? You know what I mean? How's that? Tell me where to meet you. We can, if you're a male, you know what I mean? We could, like Snoop Dogg said in his like first album, yo, we can do this like gentlemen, or we could get into some gangster shit. You know what I mean? Now, I ain't no thug. I'm not no gangster. I don't walk around like I'm some tough guy. I don't do none of that. You know what I mean? I don't, I'm just me. But what I will tell you is, you know what I mean? I know I can defend myself. You know what I'm saying? Somebody want to fight? I can fight. So, y'all want to do that? Cool. Y'all want to talk? You want to handle like gentlemen? Bet. Female. You want to meet up with me? You want to have a conversation with me? Cool, we can have that conversation. If not, then I got nothing to say to you.
Right.
Because I'm not going to put my hands on you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to put myself in
a
position.
At that point, it's one of those things. Either you're going to have a productive conversation or it's going to go nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? So, and so now, with all that being said, I think I said this in the last podcast that, I don't know if it was like, was it me and you? Oh, no, I think it was the last one I did with Jackie. And I said one of the things that I'm trying to, like, get over is all that anger that I have, like, pent up inside me for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I keep, you know, I have to remind myself.
I remind myself
every day, like, yo, Jeff, whether you like it or not, bro, you got to deal with it for the next 18 years. You know what I mean? No matter, even though I try and convince myself, no, I don't. I mean, like, I just won't fucking talk to her. And I'm like, is that reality?
Yeah.
That's not reality. So I'm just like, yo.
Do you still have photos of her?
I still have... yeah. I feel... I haven't looked at them.
Do you write?
Do I write?
Yeah.
I write.
Maybe think about writing her a letter.
I've done that already.
Yeah.
I
you don't even have to give it to her. Just
I wrote her
all the angry things.
I wrote her.
Burn that shit.
I wrote her maybe 2 or 3 letters. I think two. Wrote her 2 letters, but it was just letters basically saying like, "Yo, listen, I'm sorry how shit went down. It shouldn't have gone down like that."
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
This isn't.
But I know I didn't swear in it though. I swear.
I think that you should write a really angry letter with all the violent, awful things that you need to say, and don't send it.
I won't send it. You know what I mean? That's good.
Because
that's like,
you need to get it out, and I think that's the thing.
Yeah. Because, you know what, you know, yeah, you're right. Because with those two, it was just like, you know, like
because
I said.
You're not going to know how your reaction is going to be when you walk in the courtroom if she's there.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I know, I can say for a fact, I know one of my, what my reaction won't be is I ain't going to, like, while we're in court, talk shit. You know what I mean? I won't do anything that will get me locked up.
Yeah.
Or that'll ruin the chances of me getting, you know, getting what I'm looking for, mm-hmm. you know, with my daughter. You know what I mean? That's stupid. You know what I mean? If that's the case, then I might as well just not show up for court at all. You know what I mean? I know I won't do that. But, you know, it's like, well, later on down the line, if we're, like, out and about and I see her, like, am I the type that's going to be like, yo, what, you know, talk shit to her? And I don't, do I want to do that? Absolutely not. I don't.
Write that letter.
And just talk crazy in it?
Yep.
And, but don't send it to us. So what do I do after that? Fold it up and hide it somewhere?
Burn it.
Oh.
Let it go.
I like that idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, Nikki. Nikki Buns. I'm going to do that, yo. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to write the letter. Yeah. I'll write it and then I'll burn it. Have you done that before?
I have. It really helps.
I need
it helps when I can get... I'm not great with words vocally. But on paper, I'm the shit.
That's how I grew up like that. I grew up like that. So
I grew up writing love letters. And
me too.
All kinds of shit.
Man, listen, I grew up like that, man. Listen, I grew up like that when I was in like grade school and high school. I was dope with the letters. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, yo, I would love to find some of my exes, get them on the podcast and be like, yo, let's talk about some of these love letters that I used
really,
to write
listen,
to you when we were younger.
There's 2 friends of mine. One of them said that his mother still has all the poetry, all the pictures, all the letters that I used to send him, that she still has it. I thought that was the weirdest thing in the world, but I'm like, I would do anything just to see what the hell I was saying.
You know what I used to have? I used to have a Nintendo 64 box.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all had Nintendo 64, y'all know how big that box was. That box...
Because it was really long.
Yeah. That box was full of
letters
from girls. Full of it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
And, talk about I'm dipping.
But when we moved from Chelsea to here, I don't know if that box got thrown away or if it's in the attic somewhere. I think it could be in the attic somewhere, but you know, me being me, I'm not gonna look for it. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was good with the words. I could, you know, I could talk panties off of a nun. All right.
What would you say?
Yo, you can't put me on the spot. Yo, you know all what right, I'm saying? All right,
we'll let this one go. But
yo,
I'm gonna remember.
Yeah, maybe another time, like, I could probably hear me, but on the spot, like, oh, you want me to think of something right now? Like, yeah, nah, I don't know. But, yeah, that was one of the issues that girls had with me growing up, was you can say all this in a letter, but you can never say it, like, verbally. I sucked at that. I was never able to.
Yeah, same. And I speak poetically, or what's that word?
It's a word to describe what?
We had this conversation not too long ago. When you're speaking and you're, I can't even think of the actual phrase. I use action to describe what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, yes. I don't know the word for that, but damn, I know exactly what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Okay,
if anyone out there knows what I'm talking about, then you would know and understand why it's hard to communicate face to face sometimes, because people don't understand you.
Nope, they do not. Very true. So yeah, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do the no one ever told me about that. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do that. Oh, I also have to say, I do have to say though. Also over the pandemic, I spent a lot of time, you know, talking, you know what I mean? Like throughout the whole pandemic, talking to Fifi. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be like, oh, Fifi. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, Fifi, if you're listening, you know the deal. All right? So.
Well.
A whole lot of time talking to her.
When I was in quarantine, I actually got back in touch with my artistic abilities, which I hadn't touched or done since 2001.
Oh, that's right. So you got back into the drawing and all that stuff, right? The painting? Drawing, well, painting.
I mean, sketching and painting, but I love to paint. So, I mean, technically, you got to sketch out what you want sometimes in order to create. But painting, I hadn't picked up a paintbrush since high school. And it felt really good to get back into it. And I'm just banging them out left and right.
Yeah, you have. Every time I hit you up, what are you doing? I'm painting. What are you doing? I'm painting. I mean, oh, yo, she drew. She did a painting for me for Christmas. It was dope. Can't really explain it to y'all. Y'all would have to, like, see what it is. But, yo, it's a dope painting. You know what I mean? And that's, those are gifts that I like more than anything. You know what I mean? When people just, like, you know.
Handmade.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You let me know. Like, you didn't go out. You didn't purchase it. You were just like, yo, I'm going to draw this. I know he'll like it. You know what I mean? So it's a dope painting. It's up on my wall. Maybe I'm going to take a picture of it and probably throw it up on Facebook, Instagram, so people, you know, could see it. But yeah, so that's pretty much what, you know, I dealt with. I'm glad we had that conversation. You know what I mean? Because if I said this once, I've said this twice, I said it three times. Doing this podcast and having conversations like that is very therapeutic for me.
That's why there's a such thing called therapy.
Yeah. But, you know, but my type of therapy is, instead of me talking to a total stranger, because I did that for years. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not for me. You feel me? You know, because I'm just looking at it like,
you want someone who's understanding?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, talk to me like you either went through the same thing or you know what I'm going through.
So, I can definitely understand where you're coming from with that. It took many, many years and trying out different therapists to finally find one that I clicked with. And I've been so lucky that every time that that person decides that they're going to, you know, leave the position for something better, I've been lucky enough to get the next person that they choose for me that is either just as good as them or better. And I've been able to dive deeper and work on things that I've always been scared to even admit about myself, which is rare.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always find that.
Very true.
Which is why they say it's important to have friends, because situations like this, here you are having a therapeutic session with me and hundreds of other people listening.
Yeah, so, you know, this thing is telling me, oh, what does it say? The maximum recording time segment is 60 minutes. It ain't 60 minutes because I've done it longer than that. But whatever, it says 60 minutes, so we're about to end it.
We got 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Left.
We got 5 going on 4. So I want to end it like this, even though it's not New Year's Eve yet, but New Year's Eve is in 2 days. You know what I mean? Is I want to definitely say, like, thank you to, you know, to you know, first and foremost, to, like, to Fifi. You know what I mean? Because she was there for me throughout the whole pandemic, especially when I was, you know, going through, you know, what I was going through with, you know, my whole daughter. You know, she, mm-hmm. she knew about it. She would give me, you know what I mean? You know, advice. She's a mother too. You know what I mean? She's a mother. She has a daughter. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's, you know, her and her, her daughter's father, you know, they're going through, like, you know,
Their own situation.
Their own situation. Not a bad situation. They're just not together anymore. Okay. That's really it. You know what I mean? They're getting a divorce. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So, I mean, so she, you know, she understood. She didn't understand, like, that's what I'm doing. No. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the father's in the daughter's mm-hmm. life, but, you know, she was always there for me. Always. Like, whenever I needed her, she was there for me. There was never a time where I needed her and she wasn't there. So I want to say thank you.
Life at yeah. different times for different reasons.
Absolutely. So I want to say more than anything, thank you for that. You know what I mean? And I love you for that. Jackie, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, what can I say about Jackie? You know what I'm saying? You didn't hear my last podcast, but that's who I did. That's who I've done a lot of my...
I know, I will be listening to it soon.
That's who I've done most of my podcasts with, you know what I mean, with Jackie. Mm-hmm. Jackie's, you know what I mean, Jackie's like my sister. You know what I mean? Jackie's another one who's always been there. Always been there, always had my back, always has my best interest. You know what I mean? Like, she'll always ask me for, you know, advice and my take on things when it comes to, like, men and shit like that. So, you know what I mean? Yo, Jackie, you know what I mean? Jackie's, you know, it's family to me. You know, I love Jackie. Nikki, you've had my back too, Nikki. You definitely have. You know what I mean? We've gotten closer the past 2-3 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've definitely gotten closer. You know what I mean? You've definitely looked out for me. Just the little things when you're just like, yo, you want to go to Walmart? Like, yeah, well, yeah, why not? Let me get out the house. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stuff like that. And you know, and you've had, off of this podcast, we've had those, like, deep conversations when I was sitting in your car crying because of my father. You know what I'm saying? Like, you held my hands. You know what I mean? You have my back for that. So, you know what I mean? I love you for that too. You know what I mean? So those people right there, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and then, oh, my cousin Jerry. Let me not forget about my cousin Jerry. My cousin Jerry is like my, yo, he's more of my brother, and he's like my best friend. You know what I mean? Like, Jerry's always there for me. Always. And, you know, and I'm always there for, you know, for him. You know what I mean? He got music coming, and his music that's coming is fire. And I will be getting him on his podcast to talk about this. Other than that, man, yo, happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Maybe if I'm lucky, I'm supposed to get another podcast in with my friend named Lucy, who wanted to do the same exact thing like this. You know what I mean? And I'll let her vent. Let's see what happens. But, you know, Happy New Year. You want to say anything since there's 45 seconds left?
I love you all. Happy New Year. Stay positive. And remember, love, 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 love yourself and love everything. Because love is what the world needs.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, everybody. And just to let y'all know real quick, for the new year, I am going to take this podcast to another level. You know what I mean? I'm going to get crazy and fucking wild with it.
Yeah. Right?
Yo, that's what I normally say. Yeah. Like, you beat me to it. All right. Listen, we out here. We're going to go watch Wonder Woman. All right. 1984. I'm a Wonder Woman fan. So later.